on 1116 SEN, the ultimate rap with Tony Shebeki.
9:30, George Zanikian in the studio with me as well. Time to have a look at what's happening in the world of the NRL. Full-time scores so far for the games that have been playing this weekend. The Sharks 18-14 over the Cowboys. The Dragons, big winners, 30-14 over the Warriors. I thought you'd be happy with that. The Broncos, even bigger winners over the Tigers.
One-way traffic.
Zip. Seagulls, 30. Titans, 10. And the Raiders, too good for the Eels, 22-16. Three big games today. The Knights and the Panthers, the Bulldogs and the Roosters. But the big game we're going to focus on is the one between the Rabbitohs and the Storm.
And it's being played in?
South Sydney are playing Melbourne in Perth. And to tell us all about it, Gilbert Gardner from the Herald Sun. G'day, Gilbert.
Hello, Tony. How are you going?
I'm very well, thank you, mate.
Hey, Gilbert, if the AFL can play in China, the NRL can play in Perth.
No doubt.
Oh, absolutely. I'm just disappointed that I'm not in Perth, mate. That would have been even better to get over there and watch the boys up close and personal, but not to be.
Having said that, it'd be 6:30 in the morning over there when we're ringing you, so you're probably pretty happy that you're not there at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's true. That's very true.
Now, what do you make of it?
Yeah.
Oh, look, I think it's great. It can't hurt. Storm have been over there a few times, I think, 3 or 4 times. Souths, I think, play there a little bit once a year or whatever, so... Look, there's nothing wrong with it, is there? The only thing, I guess, if you put your Storm hat on, the timing's not ideal because they've just come back from Gold Coast, basically been in Melbourne for a couple of days and straight across to Perth, and they come back, and then at least they've got a bye next week. But it just takes a bit of a toll on the travel miles, but that's just what it is. It's good to spread the game, I guess.
Jeez, it's not a great record for South Sydney against the Melbourne Storm. Just having a look at the stat in the Herald Sun today, which tells me that the Rabbitohs have won just 4 of their 26 clashes since the Storm entered the competition back in 1998, a winning rate of 15.4%, the worst ever since, I think, university back in 1937.
Goodness gracious, you've really boned up on this, Tony. I think without having the numbers in front of me, there wouldn't be too many teams in the NRL that would have a positive win-loss record against Storm, such as being their dominance, I guess, since coming into the league. And don't we love it down here in Melbourne that we actually have probably the greatest NRL team in modern history. But, that is true. Last time, those Storm were very lucky to get away with the game. They needed a Cam Smith, I think, conversion on the siren to take it into extra time, and then they finally got across the line. So these two teams do tend to match up pretty well. But, the proof's in the pudding. Storm have won most of the games, as you've just said.
South Sydney currently 12th on the ladder. The Storm will go a game clear on top of the ladder if they win. A big opportunity for the Storm. They lost that opportunity last week, didn't they, to get that game clear?
Yeah, look, they've been filthy. I'll throw you a number back at you here, boys, but Storm haven't lost 2 in a row for about a year and a half, 2 years. So 2015 was the last time that they lost 2 in a row. So it just doesn't really happen that often, and I think they'll bounce back really hard. Bellamy was, look, publicly he was filthy. Privately he was seething. They're just really unhappy with the way that they're leaking a lot of points. Storm teams traditionally don't leak.
Their defence has been great.
Don't leak, especially once they get in front. It's usually good night nurse. And the last few games, they get that far in front, and then all of a sudden, I don't know, maybe stargaze a little bit. I don't know what it is. They sort of look around and they think, yeah, no worries, and let teams back in. It bit them last week, and I reckon they'll come back this week and really punish the Rabbits.
I've got an SMS that's just come through, Gilbert. Obviously, person listening on the app over there in Perth. Hi, I'm listening from Perth, and there's been absolutely no media on this game. I only learnt yesterday that the game was on, but as a Blues fan, I won't be going.
That's a bit disappointing, isn't it? if only we could control what happens over there. Maybe I guess they've got a couple of footage. They've got Freo's playing today, aren't they?
Boys, the Carlton.
And West Coast
the
as well.
Boys.
Yeah, so I guess that's probably the issue. Look, if there's diehard NRL fans, I guess they would know, and they would hopefully turn up to the game. I don't even know what NIB Stadium is. Is that where the Force used to play?
That's where the Glory plays. It's a rectangular place.
Yeah.
Right, okay, well, there you go. But, I guess that is disappointing, but as long as, you know, if you're an NRL fan, hopefully you've caught it. And
if you're an NRL fan, you've got the app and you're right across everything.
Yeah, exactly. Hey, Gilbert, I just want to spend a minute or two with you just talking about your story today also in the Sunday Herald Sun about Jesse Bromwich. This was, amazing to see and hear in regards to the evidence that came through against Jesse and the fact that he was caught on CCTV with snorting what seemed to be a white powder off the back of someone's phone. He'd had a massive alcoholic bender after the loss to Australia as captain of New Zealand. It's not the sort of thing that we expected from Jesse Bromwich, I wouldn't have thought.
No, and look, that's the biggest thing. And I think, you know, I've seen a few flippant comments doing the rounds on social media saying, yeah, good on it, you know, pull the other one. This bloke, he's an absolute clean skin. There is, you know, it'd almost be like a nun doing something like this. It just doesn't happen. And when it happened, it really shocked, I guess, definitely the entire Storm community, but also the NRL community and New Zealand followers as well. Really out of character, and it's hit him really hard. It's just one of those things that I guess, maybe we've all gone out and overindulged. Obviously, people do different things at different times, but he's hurting like no other. And just seeing, sat down with him during the week, and I tell you what, I reckon he's put on more size. I feel sorry for the packs that he'll come up against in the next few weeks, because I think he's really committed to repaying the faith. And as we said in the story, he feels like he's disappointed Storm, he's disappointed his teammates, he's disappointed his family. And he's disappointed no one.
It's a good read, mate. It's a good read. People got to grab the paper and have a look.
Yeah, no doubt. Absolutely. Yeah, look, and he speaks very honestly. And you can, I hope you can see the regret in his comments. And look, as I said, I think he'll bounce back really hard.
Craig Bellamy's a man that's very close to his players and definitely wears their heart on his sleeve as well. How's he taking it all?
Again, look, I mean, publicly he has to. Sort of, you can't condone that sort of behaviour, especially the drinking and the white powders off phones. But behind closed doors, and that was what shocked me when speaking to Jesse. He said that when he called him, he couldn't put words together. As soon as Craig answered the phone, he just said, "Sorry, mate." And then Craig just basically put an arm around him and said, "Get around your family, get through this, look after it, we'll worry about it." So, I mean, that's a sort of a different side of Craig Bellamy that people don't sort of hear. And a little anecdote, the missus, Jesse's missus, gives off a bigger spray than Craig too, which I think is a bombshell.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, dear. Mate, great to have you on board. Thanks, Gilbert, for your time. Really do appreciate it. And go Storm tonight.
No worries, guys. Have a good Sunday.
All the best. Gardner joining us from the Herald Sun. It is a good read too, confession of Jesse Bromwich, effectively, in the Sunday Herald
Sun.
Convenient, though, as it's come off the SMS, and I do agree with Tamara, who's sent this to us off the SMS. 4-hour blackout on memory. How convenient.
Mm.
Don't pee on me and tell me it's raining. Yeah. So, look, you've got to take him on what face value, I suppose, on what he says, but it's just an interesting situation. A break. We're talking some US sport next because some big things happening over there at the moment in the NBA finals. Steve Salisbury to join us.